91X News.
It's 8 degrees and cloudy. I'm Megan Mattis with 91X News. Ontario is bracing for a major storm as Hurricane Sandy continues to gain strength. The hurricane is expected to touch down on the U.S. East Coast later tonight, and Ontario will feel its effects. The Canadian Hurricane Center expects the so-called Frankenstorm to feature winds up to 100 kilometers per hour. Environment Canada has issued a wind warning for much of southern Ontario tonight, from Windsor to Cornwall and north to just south of Barrie. The center says there could be 20 millimeters of rain in some areas and well over 50 millimeters in others, while the rain could change into snow over central Ontario. Closer to home, reporter Mark Venema takes a look at storm preparations going on in Quinte.
In terms of a response like this, we're as prepared as we can be.
Christy Mills and the rest of the local Canadian Red Cross branch are preparing for the worst. As Sandy closes in on southern Ontario, the disaster management coordinator of the Quinte branch says a team of volunteers is ready and well prepared.
This is what we train for and prepare for throughout the year.
City of Belleville officials are also prepping for the storm. Pat McNulty says crews are out today cleaning culverts, catch basins, and sewers.
We're doing what we can to get as much water into the storm systems as we can.
And as many flights are being canceled in and out of the northern U.S., Lieutenant Christopher Daniels says all mission and operational flights at CFB Trenton are still a go. Training missions, though, have been canceled. Daniel says the base will take precautions later tonight to protect their fleet of aircraft.
We're taking all the aircraft to all available hangars, and those that we cannot put in the hangar, make sure that we fill their fuel tanks so they'll be heavier.
Environment Canada is calling for winds up to 90 kilometers an hour tonight in Belleville. Mark Venema, 91X News.
Belleville police are looking for help about two pepper spraying incidents over the weekend. Shortly after 12 a.m. on Saturday, police responded to a residence on Pinnacle Street for a robbery. Two men tried to enter the victim's apartment. The door was kicked in, and one of the suspects sprayed pepper spray into the residence. Both suspects fled the scene before police arrived. 2 hours later, police were called to William Street after two men were pepper sprayed and assaulted by four men. An 18-year-old man was charged with robbery and assault with a weapon on the scene after trying to flee. The OPP K-9 unit and ERT searched the area but didn't find anything. Anyone with information is asked to come forward. Police in Cobourg are looking for a box containing six bottles of the drug methadone. They say the small gray box went missing over the weekend. Methadone is often given to heroin addicts as a substitute drug while they're trying to kick the habit, and health officials say it can be deadly if taken improperly. Mental illness has more of an impact for people of Ontario than previously thought. Sam Normand has the story.
A report by Public Health Ontario, released earlier this month, indicates that mental health and addictions have up to 1.5 times the effect on Ontarians' lives than even cancer. But what does this mean for students? According to Gary Laws of the Mental Health Support Network, the effect of mental illness on youth is startling.
It is significant. The youth may not be recognizing it, and a lot of the parents aren't recognizing it in their children or in their youth.
The report by Ontario Public Health states that depression is the number one form of mental illness in Ontario. Catherine O'Rourke, who is the Director of Student Success at Loyalist, says that anxiety, not depression, is highest for students.
Many of our students are very anxious. They have left home in many instances. It's a new peer group, it's a new environment. So there's so many elements that are sort of coming to the forefront simultaneously that are impacting our students.
Gary Laws says that the best solution is simply to talk.
It's about talking about being brave enough to say, I'm not feeling right, something's wrong.
Sam Normand, 91X News, Belleville.
General Tom Lawson is Canada's new Chief of Defence Staff, taking over the country's highest military post. In a speech during the changing of the guard ceremony, outgoing Chief General Walt Natinchuk urged the government to continue spending on Canada's military so it is ready for the next generation.
We need to cut the steel to build new ships, procure the aircraft that Canada requires, to deliver the combat vehicles and systems to win on tomorrow's battlefields. We need to continue our transformation, to apply our lessons learned, and become more efficient while maintaining operational effectiveness. We will always be challenged by budgets, but we have a duty to improve how we manage our resources.
The new top commander says he is very fortunate to follow Natinchuk, whom he called a friend and a mentor. Lawson is a one-time fighter pilot who has commanded CFB Trenton and held a number of senior staff positions, but never a field command. He's been an articulate defender of the contentious F-35 stealth fighter purchase. Fighting continues across Syria between rebel forces and the army of President Bashar Assad. The UN tried to broker a ceasefire over the 40-day Eid al-Adha Muslim holiday, but the truce collapsed almost immediately after it was supposed to take effect. The Syrian rebel fighter tells a British Sky News reporter why he defected from the regime army.
I was in Bashar army, but I let him.
Why? Why? Why change?
He is very bad.
Tell me
he
why.
He kills people, innocent people.
A car bomb in a Damascus suburb killed 10 people today. That's 91X News to 410. John Moody has sports next.
We're opening our doors at Loyalist. Join us on Tuesday, October 30th for our fall open house. Tour the campus and check out our new Sustainable Skills, Technology, and Life Science Center. Meet our faculty and students. Explore your career options and take a look at our complete range of success services. And you'll have a chance to win $2,000 to put towards your tuition. Come join in the excitement. Tuesday the 30th from 9 until noon. We look forward to seeing you. Loyalist, my college, my future.
Good afternoon. I'm John Moody with 91X Sports. A classic symbol of Canadian sports spent part of the day in Belleville. The Grey Cup was at the Rona store at part of its 100th anniversary tour. People lined up to take pictures with Canadian football's most treasured trophy. One fan was Alex McNutt, who saw the Grey Cup for the first time.
I like to see, you know, I've heard about how it's been lost and tossed around, and like, it's nice to see the dents in it. I see dents from here.
The Grey Cup will continue on tour across Ontario until November 17th. It will be presented to the CFL champions on Sunday, November 25th at the Rogers Centre. It's a feat they've never achieved before. The Loyalist women's rugby team has made the OCAA playoffs. Alicia Winters is a winger on the team, and she says they started the season with 13 rookies and 10 veterans. Winters says the new players don't fully recognize what they've achieved.
There's a lot of rookies. They don't really understand how far we've actually made it compared to veterans like me who played last year and some of the players who played, this is their third year playing. So for us, it really means a lot, and I don't think they really understand how far we've really made it.
This is the third year for women's rugby at Loyalist. This is the first time they have made it past the regular season. The San Francisco Giants clinched their second World Series title in 3 years last night, beating the Detroit Tigers in four straight games. This Giants fan joined thousands of people celebrating in the streets.
Oh, I am ecstatic. This is a wonderful evening. Great for the city of San Francisco. And may the Giants repeat next year. Show our baseball dominance to the rest of the world.
During the celebration, San Francisco police made dozens of arrests. In total, 35 people were arrested, 22 on felony charges and 2 on gun charges. Bonfires of trash were lit in several intersections around the city, and a public transit bus was torched. Firefighters had police escorts as they fought fires fueled by couches, new racks, and other debris. Much of the vandalism occurred in the city's Mission District, where 24 of the arrests occurred. Police spokesman Albi Esparza says the department doesn't yet have a damage estimate. Police made dozens of arrests during a rowdy World Series celebration in hours after the San Francisco Giants clinched the World Series. The San Francisco Police Department reported Monday that 35 people were arrested, 22 on felony charges. 2 people were arrested on gun charges. Firefighters had to escort police as they fought fires fueled by couches, news racks, and debris. Much of the vandalism occurred in the Mission District. That's sports. Here's Megan Matice with 91X Weather.
Today is cloudy with a 60%. Today is cloudy with a 60% chance of showers. Wind gusting to 60 this afternoon, a high of 10. Tonight, cloudy, rain beginning this evening, wind gusting to 90. Temperature steady near 11. Tomorrow is cloudy, rain beginning near noon, wind gusts from 60 up to 90 kilometers per hour, a high of 14. Wednesday, periods of rain, a low of 8, the high is 9. It's 8 degrees.